I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Women came up big today in Oslo, Norway. Three women were picked to share this year's Nobel Peace Prize. Two are from Liberia. One is from Yemen. All three were recognized for their struggle for women's safety and for women's rights. In a moment, we'll hear more on the winner from Yemen, pro-democracy activist Tawakkul Karman. First, though, we turn to Liberia, where they're celebrating the honor bestowed on two of their own, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and peace activist Lema Bowie. Bonnie Allen reports from Liberia.
Pray with your tears. Pray with your tears for your country.
On a sandy soccer field in Liberia's capital, Monrovia, more than 100 women are holding a prayer vigil for a peaceful election.
Pray with your tears for your children.
These are the same women who staged a peace movement to end Liberia's civil war in 2003. Their leader was Lema Bowie. Today, she was named a winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. As news reached the women here, Bernice Freeman celebrated.
Lema sat on this very field. We started it together. And today she has won this prize. She's supposed to present the award to the Liberian women. Because it is
she says Lema's award is for all of the Liberian women who sat here in the rain and sun, women who were raped, women whose entire families were killed.
So this award is for the Liberian women.
More than 200,000 people died in Liberia's civil war. Lema Bowie and the Women in Peacebuilding Network organized a sex strike. Their message to men, no peace, no sex. They eventually got a meeting with Liberia's then-president, Charles Taylor, and called for a ceasefire and peace talks. The war ended shortly after. 2 years later, Liberia elected Ellen Johnson Sirleaf as president. Cecilia Danueli, a mother of six, says Sirleaf has given Liberian women pride and dignity.
She has brought us together as women. She has made us to realize that what men can do, women can also do. And she has also gave us that motivation to learn, to go higher in education.
In the past 6 years, Sirleaf has reformed property laws to give women the right to own land. She's introduced tough punishments for rape and increased girls' enrollment in schools. She's also built market halls for women and rolled out microfinance programs. Sirleaf says she views today's award as a recognition of her long years as an activist in Liberia, one who advocated for reconciliation and women's rights.
You know, I've paid a heavy price here that many people don't realize. You know, I've gone to prison more than once, more than one prison, at a time when many people did not know of the struggle.
But the timing of the award is proving controversial in Liberia. It comes just 4 days before the presidential vote, something that could help Sirleaf win re-election.
I certainly hope so. And I hope Liberians will see this as a plus. They will see this as a message to them.
Sirleaf's opponents have been quick to criticize the prize. Sirleaf's main opponent, Winston Tubman, called it a provocative interference in Liberian politics.
She doesn't deserve this honor. I feel it's undeserved because she's brought war here. She's a warmonger. She didn't stop the war at all.
And in a slum of Monrovia, a group of ex-combatants complained today that Sirleaf brought rebels to Liberia.
Like Ellen Johnson said, he's the one that brought the rebel to Liberia. She chatted up and Prince Johnson. We don't want none of them.
Indeed, Sirleaf has admitted that she gave money to Charles Taylor to launch his rebellion in 1990 to bring down the dictator Samuel Doe. But Sirleaf maintains she didn't realize that mass atrocities would follow. In 2009, Liberia's Truth and Reconciliation Commission recommended that she be banned from public office for her early involvement in the civil war. Today's Nobel Peace Prize honors Sirleaf and Bowie for their nonviolent struggle for the safety of women and women's rights. For The World, Bonnie Allen, Monrovia, Liberia.